Hey, today is Sunday, February 16th, and welcome back to episode 103 of The Curvy Critic with Carla Renata right here at Black Hollywood Live. I am your host, Carla Renata, and I am not there in real time with you guys, but you know I'm never leaving you hanging. And the reason why is that I am covering the American Black Film Festival honors for Black Hollywood Live today over in Beverly Hills. And I also was the correspondent for Crisis Magazine at the brunch for the 51st annual NAACP Image Awards, the brunch, the dinner, and the awards show, which happened last night. So I have all of that information for you guys. I have some stuff I want to tell you about it. But first, I want to talk to you about a film called Buffaloed. So have you ever had, I know everybody and anybody, unless you're like mega rich, has had a bill collector calling their house, if not for a medical bill, credit card bill, whatever. But did you know that Buffalo, New York was like the credit capital, medical credit debt capital of the world? Yeah, I didn't know that either until I watched Buffaloed. It is written by Brian Sacca. It is directed by Tanya Wexler. It stars Zoe Deutsch and Judy Greer. And baby, when I tell you, shenanigans have ensued. It is a hilarious film about, and it follows Peg, who's played by Zoe Deutsch. She wants more than anything to get out of Buffalo, New York and have a better life. And she gets sucked up into the world of being a debt collector. And it just does not turn out well for her. It doesn't turn out well for her and doesn't turn out well for her mother or the people that she is involved with. But what is turning out well for her is her performance in that film. She does a wonderful job. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. And we get to see Judy Greer in a role that we never see her do. She's playing a little more serious. She usually is known for comedies. I've seen her on comedies on television. She was in The Wedding Planner with J-Lo. I mean, this doll is multifaceted and multi-talented and usually does not get her props. But I'm giving her props over here at The Curvy Critic with Carla Renata. And I want to tell you guys, go and run out and see Buffalo. It is in theaters right now. It is produced by Magnolia Pictures. Go see Buffaloed. Okay, so now let's talk about this American Black Film Festival Honors. It's being hosted by Dion Cole. And Dion Cole, ironically enough, won an Image Award this weekend for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series, which is Blackish, where he co-stars with Anthony Anderson, Jennifer Lewis, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Marseille Martin. So congratulations to Dion Cole, but he got double duty because he working tonight. He's hosting the ABFF Honors. They're honoring, and ABFF is founded by Jeff Friday, who I actually met when he was over at Uniworld Advertising. Yeah, he was at Uniworld Advertising, and I used to do a lot of voiceovers for them back in New York. So yay, ABFF. So what I want to tell you about ABFF, as soon as I get back to scrolling. Okay, here we go. So what I want to tell you guys about ABFF is the fact that Jeff started this a long time ago, and it's been really popular. When I first moved to LA, everybody was running off to the ABFF Film Festival, which usually happens around May, I think, in Miami. And if you black and you in the entertainment industry, you trying to break in, you trying to be known, that is the place to go. So now they have the ABFF Honors. And as I said, Dion Cole is hosting it. They are honoring Jamie Foxx, who also won an NAACP Image Award last night for his role in Just Mercy. They're honoring Cynthia Erivo, who was a double Oscar nominee for Harriet. She's getting the Rising Star Award. Jamie Foxx is getting the Excellence in the Arts Award. Lena Waithe is getting the Industry Renaissance Award. And y'all know Lena Waithe. She got a show coming on BET called 20s. She wrote, she was the screenwriter for Queen and Slim. She's got Boomerang on BET. And she is an Emmy winner, the first LGBTQ female to have that honor. So she's being honored again tonight. They're going to also announce the movie of the year, whose nominees include, are you ready? Buckle up now. Black and Blue, Dolomite Is My Name, Just Mercy, Harriet, The Last Black Man in San Francisco, Queen and Slim, and Us. So that's the American Black Film Festival honors. Now, I'm not sure if this airs on television or not, but if it does, I'll be sure to post something in my social media profile to let you know where you can see it. All right. Next up, let me talk about these NAACP Image Awards. So it happened last night, Saturday, February 15th. It was a blast. It really was. Jill Scott did a medley of some songs from her first CD, Who is Jill Scott? And you know, she sang that song in every, Is It the Way You Love Me, Baby? Baby, when she hit that part where she talks about what she did getting ready to go to work, and she goes, Grizz! Every woman in the house was singing Grit It It's, and it was great A8. I love me some Jill Scott. I really do. That was a highlight of the evening. Rihanna received the President's Award, and she had some very choice words to say about our state of affairs in America right now. So if you can catch that online, please catch that. Jamie Foxx, as I said earlier, was a big winner. And some of the people that came back to the winner's circle were Jamie, Tracee Ellis Ross, Leslie Odom Jr., Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish was at the bar, and people swarmed her like a bee. My girl was just trying to get a cocktail. It was pure comedy at best. But and then this happened. Her, the Grammy Award, multi-Grammy Award winning recording artist, her, when I got ready to interview her for Crisis Magazine, I introduced myself. I said, hey, I'm Carla Renata, the curvy critic here for Crisis Magazine. She's like, yeah, she's like, I love you. I know you. I know who you are. And I was like, I navigate through my life like nobody's watching. I don't think anybody's watching these videos. I don't think anybody's watching my show. I just don't think anybody's watching. And to my surprise and amazement and much humility, a lot more people watch than I realize. And they're very supportive and very kind. So for that, I thank you. And I really thank her, because that was kind of a highlight of the evening for me, to say the least. So all of my coverage for the NAACP 51st Annual Image Awards will be over on the Crisis Magazine Twitter feed. So there's interviews over there with Keith David, Meryl Dandridge. Both are from Greenleaf. Greenleaf won big last night. There's interviews with her. There's interviews with the president and vice chair of the NAACP. There's interviews with, oh my goodness, who else did I do? Wendell Pierce, and a plethora of Yvette Nicole Brown, my girl Yvette Nicole Brown, and a plethora of other people. So go over to the Twitter feed at Crisis Magazine, The Crisis Mag, on Twitter, and you can see all my videos and coverage from that from last night. So, all right, let's get into it. I went to see this movie called The Call of the Wild. And I talked about it last week. It was a great movie. Had me in boo-hoo-hoo-hoo tears. And I told y'all last week that I was going to show you an interview with Omar Sy. I think it's Omar Sy and not Sy. So please forgive me if I mispronounced your name. But he's a black French dude. And we had a lot of fun in our little junket interview, where he talked to me. He spoke a little French to me. And we talked about dogs. And he talked about, you know, what a wonderful moment it was for him to work with Harrison Ford. Take a look. I'm great. I really loved the movie. I loved your part in it. I was so happy to see that it was a multicultural cast for The Call of the Wild, mm-hmm. and that we had some brothers running through the Yukon. Do you have a pet? And if you do, would you hope that your pet would come for you and save you like Buck did for the people in the film, including yourself?
Of course. I have two dogs. I have two dogs, and I hope they will. I hope they will, and I'm sure they will.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Are you French?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to need you to say something French to me on Valentine's Day. That's what I'm going to need. Let's see, what could we say? Say, how are you? Nice to meet you in French.
Comment ça va? Enchanté.
Ooh, I was so excited. So, how did this role come to you, and what made you decide to take it?
So I heard about the story of Buck, and it's a wonderful story. I liked the fact that it's a story about coming of age, you know, about perseverance, resilience, following your guts is something that you want to talk about. And I like the fact that I was a dog person in a movie, and it's the first time I can show that. Like, I love dogs, so being Pero and being the guy who loves dogs and he understands dog differently was very interesting for me, and I was so happy and proud to do that. And also sharing the credit with Harrison Ford is very special for me.
Is there something that you... I had a dog. My dog passed away last year, but I had a dog that... Thank you. He was bananas. Like, if he had a food and a water dish, and when it was empty, if he was hungry, he would go sit on the food side. If he was thirsty, he would sit on the water side. Does your dog give you any signals like that that are just unspoken between the two of y'all?
Maybe it's only in my mind, but sometimes I feel some looks, you know, and I know what he wants when he asks for going out, or when he wants to run, or when he, but I think in the movie we can see that when you see the John Thurden talking with Buck, there was a non-spoken communication between them, and I think that's most of the time what we have with dogs, but also between human,
yes.
You know, and I think that there is a lot of things that we communicate without speaking. You know, when you enter in a room, you see a lot of things without saying hello. And I believe in that. I believe that, and I think most of the time acting is that. It's speaking without speaking.
Being a brother and being traipsing through the Yukon, is there anything that would call you to the wild?
Yeah. A lot of things. Some sounds, some smells, you know, they make you want to go wild, you know. And some images, you know, when I see the mountain, for example, when I see water, I want to be more close to that. I'm a scuba diver, so when I see water, I want to scuba dive. I love hiking, so when I see mountains, I want to go up, you know, a lot of things like that.
Oh, you a modern-day mountain man. All right, okay. Well, that is my time. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay, I know y'all think I am a fool, but I got my tee-hee-hee giggle on with that interview, and I was so grateful to Disney and 20th Century Studios for letting me do it. So, The Call of the Wild is in theaters now, like I said, produced by 20th Century Studios and Disney. So go check it out if you can. All right, so Onward, as we're talking about the Disney family, Onward is a film that basically is kind of like... First, let me talk about who's in it. So Onward is a Disney animation film. Well, not Disney animation. It's a Pixar animation film, and Pixar is under the Disney umbrella, right? And it's written and directed by Dan Scanlon, who brought us Toy Story 4. And it's beautiful. The animation in it is absolutely gorgeous. I loved every single thing about it. Dan Scanlon know how to pull on them heartstrings though, honey, because toward the end I found myself trying to choke back them tears and not go there. But it pulls on your emotions the same way Toy Story 4 did, and the same way Frozen does. And this is basically kind of like some boy elves that are in a Frozen storyline. So instead of having two girls, Elsa and Anna, we got Ian and Barley and their mama, who is voiced by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Octavia Spencer as the ooh, honey, as the Manticore was giving me life. If there is anybody that deserves to be the voice of an animated character, it's Chris Pratt and Octavia Spencer. Chris Pratt voices Barley, Octavia voices the Manticore, Tom Holland is Ian, Julia Louis-Dreyfus does the voice of Ian and Barley's mother, Lauren. And let me just say that I'm going to give two big old thumbs up to Pixar and Disney for listening to the fans and listening to the critics and not having these mothers, these animated mothers with these unattainable waistlines and just looking crazy. They have a mother that is animated. She got hips. She got a booty. She got girth. Look, Dan Scanlon, two thumbs up, because I love that. I love that you're showing children in animation what people look like in real life. And so we won't have these kids running around, you know, trying to starve themselves to attain a ideal of beauty that is, it's not non-existent, but it's few, far, and in between. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. But Onward will come to theaters on March 6th, and you guys should really check it out. It was wonderful. I loved every bit of it. I really, really did. It was wonderful. There is a film coming out called Burden. And I saw this film at Sundance in 2018. And it is written and directed by Andrew Heckler. And when it came out in 2018, I came back and I talked about it being at Sundance. And I thought it was going to get distribution fairly quickly. But it's taken a minute because you see that I'm talking about it now in February 2020. And at the time, they were talking about it was going to be a bidding war. And I'm not sure what happened with that. But it's just now coming out. And it is the true story of Mike Burden. And what happens is there's a museum in this town in that is, what's the best way to say this? This museum in this town is a museum full of, it's owned by the KKK. And Mike Burden is related to the people that run the shop, and he decides that he wants out. And this story is about how he not only gets out of that life, but how an African-American man is the one that helps him, you know, turn to another side. And it just shows you how ridiculously silly and stupid and ignorant racism is. How silly is it to not like somebody or hate on someone simply because they do not look like you? So big old thumbs up to Mike Burden. Now, online, there seems to be some mixed information about when it's being released. I believe it's being released the week of March 6th, I believe, either March 1st or March 6th, somewhere in that time frame. If I'm wrong, I will come back or I will post something on social media to let you guys know that that is the case. But having said that, I'm going to run. I'm going to go hit this red carpet and do these videos, and you will see them all up on the Black Hollywood Live website. I know this was a very abridged junket version of the Curvy Critic with Carla Renata, but if you like what you see or you like what you hear over here on this show, please give me a big old thumbs up to let me know you were here. Click the subscribe button so that you can get notifications and know when I am coming up live, because sometimes when I do these remotes, they don't always come up in real time, but you know, when I'm in the studio, I'm always there, 5 o'clock, on the nose, chatting with y'all in real time. So for my diehard followers that are usually here in the chat room, Michael B., Marlon Wallace, Jenna, all of you guys at Katia, all of you guys that always, always join me, that always watch and let me know that your presence is there. I feel you, I receive you, I accept you, and I appreciate you so very much. So until the next time, love, peace, and hair grease, and I will see you on the flip side. Bye-bye.